you might not be able to see from there. We're doing the song Esa Einai El Ha'arim. David HaMelech says, Esa Einai, I lift my eyes, El Ha'arim, to the mountains. Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, where does my help come from? David HaMelech spent much of his life on the run. Sometimes he seemed to be surrounded, sometimes surrounded by mountains, sometimes surrounded by people. It wasn't always obvious that he'd make it out alive. Like David HaMelech says, we say in Hallel, Ani amati bechofzi, when I was on the run, I said, Kol adam kozev, everyone's liars. Even Shmuel, who promised me I'd be king, he's a liar too, because I don't see that I'm making it out alive. So David HaMelech, at some point in his lifetime, was looking up to the mountains, and he said, Esai nai elarim, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Me'ayin yavo ezri, where's my help going to come from? Here in Israel, we experience it more. You guys are here at a time when, Baruch Hashem, things are relatively calm. But if you're ever traveling to the Yishuvim, and there have been times when you didn't know who was hiding behind the rock shooting at you, and you suddenly look and you realize, I don't know what's behind each rock. I don't know what's lurking behind each rock. And if you stop and think about it, think back to a time when they didn't have satellites and they didn't have phones, and you're standing and you look at the mountains. Here in Israel, we have many mountains, and you don't know what's lurking behind the mountain. There could be a whole battalion. If you're David HaMelech, there could be Shaul and all of his men. So by the same token, there could be a whole battalion of people coming to help you. But when you look at the mountains, you look up to the mountains, you don't know what's behind the mountain. You could go to the top of the mountain and suddenly discover that there, like the Jews had in the time of Shoftim, you look beyond the mountain, suddenly you see swarms of troops coming. All of Midian and all of the nations of the east have decided to pounce upon Israel and attack in the days of Yiftach. He goes up to a mountain, he looks down, and suddenly he sees, as far as he could see, there are troops coming. You never know what's lurking behind the mountain. But maybe behind the mountain there's also a series of troops coming to help. So David HaMelech says, Esai nai elarim, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Me'ayin yavo ezri, where's my help going to come from? And he says, bottom line, Ezri me'im Hashem. My true assistance, my true help is from Hashem, Oseh Shamayim Varetz. That Hashem fashioned, Hashem made the heavens and the earth. And there are many tunes to these words. We'll start with one that's more famous. And if we have time, maybe we'll learn a few more. Esai nai el harim me'ayin me'ayin yavo ezri. Esai nai el harim me'ayin me'ayin yavo ezri. Start again. Esa einai el harim me'ayin me'ayin yavo ezri. Let's do it just the tune. I see that most of the guys here know it, so let's do just the tune for those who don't know it. Ha na 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 ya na na na. Na 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 na. How are we doing? Has everyone got it? Want to do it a few more times? I can't tell who does and who doesn't. Sounds like everyone knew it.
I'm not totally in the Shulam text.
I see, I have it right here. Okay. Shamayim va'aretz ezri meim Hashem oseh shamayim va'aretz. Okay, so you guys all know it. So, what?